Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you are here for good news, I have it. Democrats are in complete turmoil, folks. The Wu Flu scandemic has been exposed. It's not just been exposed here. It's been exposed at a worldwide level. Countries backing off Wu Flu guidance from the WHO. Americans recognizing the CDC as a bureaucratic arm of the Democratic Party and the New World Order. And nothing more than healthcare Nazis. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats leaving their party in droves, telling me this.
Kevin, I was a Democrat. I'm no longer a Democrat.
Independents, completely abandoning. You would see independents, maybe it would be 57-43 or 52-48 or whatever. Nope. 65-70% on the Republican side. Many more coming, trust me. And I want you to understand this, despite one of the most aggressive marketing efforts to try to get people to side with Democrats in the history of man. And there is nothing they can point to. Nothing. I just did a story, and this was back in October. 538. You guys know who 538 is, the polling group that talks about, you know, where things are shifting and things like that. The numbers are astounding. From October, folks, here are the numbers. I'm reading this. Over his first 9 months in office, Biden has lost support among Americans of all stripes, men and women, black voters and white voters, Zoomers and baby boomers. Even Democrats writ large are more disenchanted. But two groups with whom Biden has lost support stand out: independents and Hispanics. Independents have soured on Biden to the extent that his approval ratings among this group approached the strongly negative ratings they gave then President Donald Trump at the same point in his presidency, while increased disapproval of Biden among Hispanics could signal they're moving away from the Democrats after they shifted somewhat towards Trump in the GOP last November. Now, keep in mind, folks, October, November, December, that was 3 months ago. Show me a poll where Joe Biden has improved in those 3 months. I'm going to stop you. It doesn't exist. Now, that was October. So, independents, I dare you, go Google right now, independent support of Biden, and see what you come up with. I haven't done it, but I'm just saying, if you do it, you're going to find out they're not very happy with Joe Biden, as is any other group. How are you going to pass a legislative agenda when nobody likes you? Now, here's even better news for you conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go to the website, tell people about it. I'd love for you to. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. Just enjoy. But if you're keeping it all to yourself, shame on you. So I've told you this. There's great news out there, but here's the news you need to understand. Joe Biden's never been popular. He's gone from moderate level of popularity at best, 42-43%. He's solidly down into the 30s now. I think the last poll I saw, he's 33%. He is so far upside down. They have to send a submarine to get this dude. He's so far underwater. He's not bobbing at the surface. You know, where he can come up and get him a little gasp of air. He's not that close. He's down there where the ears start to pop and the nose start to bleed, where the pressure starts to get to you. And the pressure is getting to him, I'm telling you right now, because, you ready? Here's the first of many pieces of evidence I will give you today on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden's Justice Department has argued in court that families separated at the border during the Trump years are not entitled to compensation. This is from Fox News. A stark contrast to Biden's position over the past several months. If you recall, I threatened to become Kevino Jacksonis because I was going to get in line and get my reparations for being separated at the border. Okay? Now, if you're saying, Kevin, I don't believe you've ever been separated at the border, why are you getting all in my business? Why are you getting in my business? What does it matter that I was not separated at the border from my chirons? Huh? What does it matter? If there's reparations to be had, a brother should be able to get it. Now, back off. So anyway, that's the first of Biden's issues. But Biden's got bigger issues because, see, his little Fauci the fraud troll, he's exposing every single day more and more of what's going on with Wu Flu. AOC, she's exposing the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party and climate change. Don't you think if you only got 10 years left to live, you wouldn't be down partying in Florida? Wouldn't you be trying to figure something else out? I mean, I don't know what you'd be working on, but wouldn't you be trying to solve some problems if the biggest existential threat to mankind is global climate change? Is she, AOC gallivanting around some war-torn, climate ravaged country where there's mudslides and tornadoes and hurricanes and volcanoes going off? No. You know where she was? Florida with her boyfriend. Maskless, partying with LGBT transsexuals and a host of other crazy stuff going on down there instead of working on the biggest existential threat to mankind. I'm just telling you, folks, people notice. And they're noticing when DeSantis comes out and says, yeah, it's really funny all these lockdown mask Nazis that want to come to Florida. It's real funny they want to come here. What about Bidenflation? That getting any better? It's supposed to be transient. We're 5 months into Bidenflation. Is it getting any better for you? I told you guys about my gas prices a while back. They're still going up. They're still high. Have you priced food? Have you went out to get your tomahawk ribeye that you're going to pay $50 for? It's ugly out there, but it's good for us. It's good for us. These are the signs, folks. And all you got to do is you got to stay the back. You got to have your backbone. Jim Lehman, a buddy of mine, he's running for Senate. He ran a commercial here and he said, let's go, Brandon, at the end of it. And it threw the left into a loop. But that commercial probably reset the filibuster thing because Mark Kelly, the senator from here, is going, well, you know what? I may back away from what I was going to do and support Biden 100%. See, we're making a difference.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Let it slip, it cup, it check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots to talk about. I mentioned senatorial candidate Jim Lehman in the previous segment. Jim is an amazing guy. I met him at a Defend the Police function a few months back. And I could tell immediately the dude was a stand-up guy. And it turns out we both grew up on a ranch. Jim played football at the University of Alabama under Bear Bryant. Of course, I went to college under different circumstances, various scholarships. He served in the military. I went to military school. He went on to run his business, and very successful business that he recently sold in the energy field. And I went on to run what I think is a successful business, or very successful businesses. And I'm very proud of my record. But we have these parallels, but as we were thinking about things, I thought, man, this guy's spot on. He says, hey, Kev, you ought to come look at my campaign, talk to me about the strategy of it, which I did. And then so he cut some commercials, and a commercial that he cut, at the end of it, he said, let's go, Brandon. And it generated all this controversy. But the real controversy is that while they're discussing this commercial, where he's calling out Joe Biden and Mark Kelly, guess what the Senate is trying to do? The Senate wants to remove the filibuster. Why? Because they have the majority, so they can now ram through whatever they choose to ram through. This despite polling that shows none of the ideas that Biden is wanting to implement are what the public want. And, of course, the Democrats are saying it's necessary. But guess what? When they didn't have the Senate, it wasn't necessary. See, it's only their ideas that need to be rammed through. Well, here's what's interesting. Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona has made a sudden shift. This is a guy that has voted almost 100% with Joe Biden, and now he's going, you know, I'm going to think about this. Now, up to this point, it's only been Manchin and Sinema. Sinema being the other Arizona senator, who, by the way, I'm fairly happy with, because she's better than both our previous senators. But at the end of the day, now Mark Kelly's going, you know, I may have to go with them. I promise you, it is because of Jim Lehman that this happened. So here's why I'm telling people this. I hope you go check out Jim's positions on what he thinks. Everything's on his website. I'm talking about energy policy, water policy, you name it. It's on there. If you disagree with, I don't know that I've ever been in more lockstep with a candidate than I am with Jim. There may be one or two little nuanced areas that we disagree, but he's straight up. And I will tell you, he will not take a dime from the Republicans or any special interest. Anything that makes it appear that he's being bought, he will not take it. Amazing, amazing candidate. Trump, and I would say a little less abrasive, but I can handle Trump. But he's Trump, a businessman that you'll probably find less abrasive. But his commercial sparked some real fire among everybody, not only among the GOP, but the naysayers. Oh, look at him. It's completely, you know, whatever. It's anti. It makes Biden look bad, whatever. It's uncouth. I don't care what they say, because he ended the commercial with "Let's go, Brandon." But what he's saying is the nation is sick of it. We're upset that we're getting policies put on us, not for us. And so I'm going to segue back and forth to that, because I hope you go to jimlehman.com, check him out. And here's what I'd love my audience to do. Give the guy $5. Let the GOP know that he's got a grassroots, ground-based effort to make things happen. Give him $5. I'm going to be sending out an email on this. So if you want to give it through our link so we can all know that it came, he can know that it came from us, great. But I'm supporting him. And there's not been a better candidate for Senate. And Lord knows Arizona needs at least one hardcore conservative senator that can now go along with Senator Sinema, who I got to admit has done pretty well. But I want to get back to why Biden's numbers are so low and why Jim put this commercial out there and said, I dare you, come at me. Here's an article in the New York Post. It's been 4 decades since consumers got slammed this hard, yet Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats, whose policies fueled inflation in the first place, are only pushing to make things worse. The consumer price index shot up yet again in December, 0.5% this for the month, this time. That puts yearly inflation at 7%, the highest since mid-1982. Folks, this is back in the Carter era, the remnants that Reagan inherited. It's also the 7th straight month it's topped 5%. All after Biden dismissed the early trouble signs as, quote, transitory. So here again, the President of the United States lying to the American public. He knew that inflation wasn't transitory. Look, I don't know. I'm a pretty smart guy, but I don't profess to know everything about everything. But I can tell you this. If you can't make products and there's product in queue, and then even when you spin it up, product is going to cost more for quite some time. That's inflation. If what I got for a dollar today costs me $1.20 tomorrow and for the next 7 months, I've experienced a 20% inflated rate. And that's where we are. And if you go item by item, go look at gasoline from the time Trump got the coup. Go look at gasoline. What is inflation in gasoline? How much did it go up in your neck of the woods? Because it doubled where I live. So forget 7%. And gasoline, something I use every single day for the most part, my inflation doubled. You want to talk to me about 7%? That's putting the lipstick on a pig right there. 7%. I wish gas only went up 7% and food only went up 7%. Anyway, the Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell said the same, but no longer. On Tuesday, he called inflation a severe threat to the economy and admits upward price pressures will persist well into the year. Costs are up for everything. Vehicles, energy, shelter, transportation, clothing, gasoline, and fuel were nearly 50% more in December, with some stations charging a crazy $6 per gallon. Used car and truck prices rose 37%. If you want to sell your used hoopty right now, this is the time to do it. They said take-home pay hasn't kept up. Inflation-adjusted hourly wages were 2.4% less than a year earlier in December. You're not even coming close to keeping up. This guy continues. Biden and his party can no longer escape blame for Bidenflation tax, which hits poor Americans hardest. Despite warnings, even from their own party mates, like former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, Democrats last year unilaterally pumped $1.9 million into an economy that was already rebounding, paid workers bonuses to stay off the job, did little to address predictable supply chain clogs. The Fed, meanwhile, kept interest rates low, continued to bloat the money supply by buying up bonds to the tune of $120 billion a month. All these problems they led to, they created. But see, Democrats want you to believe they're going to solve problems.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rate of inflation has risen at its fastest pace in nearly four decades, with consumers paying more at the pump and at the grocery stores for some food staples. Addressing recent addressing the recent surge in prices, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese tells Fox News that the Biden administration's social spending legislation is poised to help address the issue.
There's no question that price increases are high right now, and our focus is on what we can do to actually provide some relief to the principal costs that the American families are facing. If you look at our Build Back Better plan, what it really is about going at the principal costs that a typical household faces in a month.
President Biden talking infrastructure at the White House on Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The administration is weighing in on talks had with Russia regarding Ukraine.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe. Those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.30 a gallon. Texas still reporting the lowest price for gas in the nation at just around $2.92 a gallon. Gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats got major issues and then yet more evidence that I am brilliant. And more brilliant than any leftist or Democrat you will ever meet. I give you this story. Highlighting why no leftist or Democrat takes me up on debating the issues. I give you this. If you listen to Fauci the fraud, the next cold that you get could kill you. This guy recommended you get two shots from Pfizer and Moderna, and you get your one shot from J&J, and you'd be all good. And as we played Rand Paul's clip the other day when he was grilling Fauci, he essentially said, nothing you've said has come to fruition. You've been the mouthpiece of the administration, and you've advocated for mandates. And you know what Fauci's deal with? Well, I just went with the guidance of the CDC. Well, then what do we need you for? I mean, isn't that the logical question? Well, listen, everything that I've said, I followed the guidance of the CDC. Well, then we don't need your spot. See, as a management consultant, if I were in your company and you told me, well, all I do is rubber stamp what the CDC says, I would say, then we don't need you. You can get rid of that $424,000 a year, and we'll just go directly to the CDC. Nobody's ever said that to Fauci. I wonder why. Maybe it's because they don't think like we do. Well, like at least like I do. And who am I? I am Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I hope you visit there and go tell friends and do what you need to do to help spread the word. Because we impart some serious knowledge on you. We know that, folks, the guidance by Fauci the fraud is completely wrong. The little vax Nazi, the troll, didn't just stop by saying, get the two shots and you're protected. And I remember, we played a clip where he said, go have fun with the family and the friends. You get your two shots and life for you is normal. Stay away from the unvaxxed, blah, blah, blah. We've heard nothing but how bad we are, the pure bloods who haven't gotten vaxxed. We've heard nothing but how bad we are. And now Fauci the fraud recommends that people get boosted. Everybody needs to get a booster. You should get a booster, get a booster, get a booster, get a booster, get a booster. Now we've documented that, you know, when they talked about, oh, get the booster. And then they underestimated the time that it was going to take to get the next booster because they were, oh, well, if you get a booster, it'll last you a year. And I, look, I'm not going to hold me to the time frames. But here's what I can tell you. It was your booster, in theory, should last at least a year. And then they came back later and it was like, well, maybe it isn't a year. Because they learned over time that the shot itself, this death poke, wasn't even effective. And I gave you, we did a whole show on, well, we did it in the show, we talked about it, how it went from the number of days that they said we couldn't even detect it in your system anymore, because your system finally washed it out, and it was shorter and shorter and shorter. So that's when they said, well, okay, once you get close to that date, you got to get your booster. And the booster's going to last you a year. And then they found out, no, the boosters are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And keep in mind, all of this was to prop up a person's immune system against a disease that actually kills about 25% of the numbers that they reported. This, again, was not made up by Kevin Jackson, but comes from the CDC's director. She said it. If you don't have a comorbidity, you got about only 25% of the people. It wasn't even that. It was 23%. 22%, because 78% of the people who went to the hospital and died had comorbidities unrelated to the Wu flu. I mean, they can't say with any certainty that Wu flu. Oh, yeah, of course that's what did it. That's the thing that drove it. How do you know? That's what drove stage 4 cancer to finally kill somebody, or the bullets to the head, or the suicide jump off the bridge. That's what did it. So, not even 25% of the people were impacted by COVID, but we're supposed to get shots and get boosted and stay away from each other. And then they lied about sloughing of, if you got the shot, oh, you're not contagious. Then they found out, wait a minute, you are, because we're actually generating the disease inside of your body. So, we lied about that too. And we were telling you, go get with your family and your friends over Christmas and Thanksgiving and the holidays, even Halloween. Don't worry about it. You're boosted. And worse, they mandated it. They told people, get the shot. And then the worst part about it, and I went through this the other day, they don't want to tell you that people are dying. They don't want to tell you that people are, you know, can't even function because they got GBS or some other neurological disorder. They don't want to tell you that great athletes could no longer play their sports. They were debilitating injuries where these people can no longer play their sports. So, Fauci the fraud, man. Then they told, oh, well, you know what? It's not just one or two shots you need. You need three. Wait a minute. Maybe you don't need three. You need four. Well, now, you know what? You probably don't need four. You're going to need five. You know what? Let's just do Fast and Furious. What are we up to now? Seven or eight? Despite all evidence to the contrary, folks, regulators are promoting a third shot for mRNA vaccines and a second shot for the Johnson & Johnson's downgraded vaccine. Fauci has been dead wrong on everything he said, and he's the highest paid bureaucrat in the United States. And now international authorities are waffling on boosters and combating Wu flu, because part of the problem comes through these very real scenarios where healthy people are getting hurt. Enlarged hearts, myocarditis, and other heart issues. But there's even more to it. And we got a clip. Here's a guy speaking about this very incident, and you better pay attention, because he's telling you what this can do to your immune system.
Next to Victoria English from Med News. Victoria, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I'd like to return to something that Dr. Cavallari said in his opening remarks, which was repeated vaccines, meaning, I believe he meant boosters, are not a sustainable long-term strategy. I'm trying to understand whether you're suggesting that we might develop resistance against too many boosters taken at a short interval. That's the first part of the question. And the second part is the real issue how to make a transition to a multivalent vaccine that could be administered just maybe once a year?
Thanks very much, Victoria. So two questions here. Question number one is on frequent boosters, and I give that to Dr. Cavallari.
Yeah, indeed. There are two concerns here. Is that if we have a strategy in which we give boosters, let's say, every 4 months approximately, we will end up potentially having problem with the immune response, and the immune response may end up not being as good as we would like it to be. So we should be careful in not overloading the immune system with repeated immunization. And secondly, of course, there is the risk of fatiguing the population with the continuous administration of boosters. Now, as said, if the situation from an epidemiological perspective is such that it might be the best option on the table, then it can be done once or maybe twice. But it's not something that we can think should be repeated constantly. And it would be much better to start thinking about an administration of boosters that is more spaced in time. And ideally, if you want to move towards a scenario of endemicity, then such boosters should be synchronized with the arrival of the cold season in each of the hemispheres, similarly to what we're doing with the influenza vaccine. So now we will have to think about how we can transition from the current still pandemic setting to a more endemic setting in which this would be the desirable option.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. What that guy is saying is exactly what happened with penicillin. They gave it out willy-nilly. Oh, he got a bacterial infection. Penicillin. So people would take it, and then it would they wouldn't finish the whole thing. And ultimately, the diseases became super diseases. They had enough time to figure out how to morph and fight penicillin. See, if you took penicillin to its completed course at the beginning and you weren't overdoing it, then your system would take care of it. It would adapt and say, okay, this is good. It would allow it to kill it, and that would be the end of it. But when you're taking it routinely, oh, nothing else, something else happened. Boom, I'll take a penicillin. And finally your body goes, well, what's this penicillin? It's not that big of a deal. And the body adjusted and said, I'm not going to worry about it. But guess what? All the disease morphed. And we're in the same situation. And while the Europeans are really looking out for people saying, wait a minute, you can't be just getting boosters willy-nilly. What's Fauci the fraud doing? You got to get boosted. Go out. You get your booster. Get boosted. Boosted, boosted, boosted. He's pushing it like chiclets in Mexico. What a fraud. He's playing around with people's lives, and people are taking this guy seriously. You wonder why I called Joe Biden Captain Demento? This is one of the reasons.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Hard to believe that Joe Biden's approval rating has declined even further. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. No surprise there, is it?
So a friend of mine, he said to me, Kevin, every poll that you check up until what I'm about to tell you, he says, always says, but Trump was lower. They would tell you how below Biden is gone, but they always ended with, but Trump is polled lower at the same point of the presidency or whatever. First of all, total nonsense. Don't believe it. Jussie Smollett is more believable than those polls. But regardless, they finally have a poll out where they can't say that. Joe Biden is beneath even the fictitious fake numbers that they tried to give to Donald Trump. And it's got the Democrats reeling. Now, I don't know if it's this particular one, but this is a Quinnipiac new polling. Biden's job approval, 33%, a figure that has steadily declined since he took office. Now, I want to remind you folks who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and you've been with me for a while. When Joe Biden declared that he was going to run for the presidency, back whenever, his numbers never improved. They went down from roughly 41% every single week. Even when Joe Biden was made the only guy, people still were rejecting him as Democrats. But they want us to believe he got 81 million votes. And of course, we all know that's ridiculous. But now we've got what has been his real figures. If Joe Biden had run a popularity contest against Trump, you're seeing the real figures. Whatever the voting population was, Trump got 67%, Biden got 33%. He said Americans give Joe Biden a negative 33-53% job approval rating. 13% didn't even bother to offer an opinion. Now, normally you'd go, well, Kevin, that could go either way. Well, no. The 13% that didn't offer an opinion would probably go 33%, you know, whatever, that percentage to each side of the argument. But I'm going to make you an even bigger contention. That 13% said, man, I ain't even going to bother to rate him. He's unrateable. He's so bad. They said in November, Americans gave Biden a negative 36-53%. With a 10% not offering an opinion. But now get this. 13% didn't offer an opinion. That's up 3. And Biden's negatives are up 3. Now, I'm no statistician, but I'll tell you this. Those numbers don't bode well. They said the poll came a day after Biden chided Republicans for refusing to support Democrats' voting measures on the heels of the defeat of Biden's Build Back Better spending bill. Rising inflation has plagued the Biden administration. I talked about that earlier in the broadcast. They said consumer prices increasing faster than it has in 40 years, and it went up 7% over the previous 12 months. On the economy, it's worse for Biden. 34% approve, but 57% disapprove. It's a 23-point differential. Those are horrible numbers. And by the way, I want to remind you of this. The numbers really are worse. There's a plus or minus. I'm going to ask you, what side do you think you would err on if you were smart? Economic issues is the leading concern. Center for Public Affairs Research released new polling earlier this week that reported only 37% of Americans list COVID-19 as one of their top concerns. I want you to think about that. 63% of Americans don't care about Wu Flu. With everything these people have done, all the marketing, all the mind screwing that they've tried to do to the American public, and 63%. Don't believe them. It's not a big issue. They aren't running around like chickens with their heads falling off going, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. Well, how do you think that makes the Democrats feel? Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little data point. In the next few weeks, the number of people who list Wu Flu as their top five concerns, one of their top five, by the way, this is top five, is going to be less than 37%, and dramatically so. The poll found economic issues are the only problems worrying voters. The group reports that 35% approve of Biden's job on foreign policy, 54% disapprove. I've asked you many times, is there any issue that you can think of that you think Biden would be topside up versus upside down? Any issue? Hey, Democrats, are you there? Is there any issue? Given child protection, fighting pornography, global climate change, whatever. Give me your whatever your issue. Defending the defunding the police. Name it. What's he winning on? So, the rumor mill. This came from a girl who writes for PJ Media. The rumor mill cranking was crazy enough. Now, two longtime Clintonites are advocating for it. Douglas Schoen and Andrew Stein opined for 17 paragraphs on the case for the Empress of Chappaqua to run in 2024. Their reasoning is pretty astounding. They're talking about Hillary Clinton, by the way. First, they note Joe Biden's age. He will be 82 at re-election time. If you think Joe Biden's bad today, wait until you see him 2 years from now after he's aged in dog years. He will be the equivalent of 100. They also note Kamala Harris's unpopularity, which surprised no one who watched the Democratic primary. She was the first to drop out, and black voters never flocked to her. She didn't even lead in her home state of Californicate. Unfortunately, as Schoen and Stein note, there is not another leading Democrat burning up the national stage ahead of 2024. The attempts to make Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg a thing fizzled. The other prominent members of the administration have approval ratings hovering around 30%. Former stars have also lost their shine. Want to recap a couple of them? How about the Love Gov? Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace. He's got zero chance of getting any higher political office, if any political office. He will run on the muscle memory of when he was the big stick in New York State, because that's it. What about California Governor Gavin Newsom? This guy's been setting the stage for himself to run for president for decades. He faced a recall, and his radical COVID, a.k.a. Wu flu policies, are nationally unpopular. He's on the wrong side of that equation, not to go all mathematical on you. Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan's tin-pot dictator, faces re-election in 2022, and I'm going to make you a bet. I bet she can't even win that. So who is it? Who can the Democrats pick that's going to step in and do the job? They have no bench. So what do they want? Hillary Clinton. They're positioning Hillary Clinton to run again. Now, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I'm going to ask you this question. How do you think Hillary's received in the Democratic Party? You think people see her as a savior? The answer to Biden? After all, everybody said, even Biden said, she would have been a better president than me. She would have been a better vice president than me. She's better than I am. She's one of the smartest people I know. She's this, she's that. You think Hillary Clinton can beat Trump? Now, one of my friends goes, Kevin, the best thing that could happen for the Republicans is Donald Trump just decided not to run and you let DeSantis run or whatever. And I say, that's absolute nonsense. See, those are people out there that are going, you know, look, I think I know better and I know the temperature of the water when it comes to Donald Trump. They don't know jack. I'm no Trump cheerleader. You guys know where I differ with him. I think he completely mishandled Wu flu. But I think a Donald Trump in there for his lame duck term says, I got 4 years, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to position Ron DeSantis. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run for 3 years, whatever, there's a limit on it, like 2 years and a day or whatever. I'm going to run that length of time. I'm going to resign. And I'm going to let DeSantis become de facto president. president, and he will have two full terms to run. That's what I think is going to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.